want people to make a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
It sounds cliche, but like most people still have the desire to make 10K in a month.
Yeah.
And I know that's possible.
Yeah.
But I do feel like a lot of people sometimes don't want to do the work. And it's like you can have this $50,000 day, $100,000 day, $1 million day, or whatever the hell day you want to have.
Right, right.
But you gotta be willing to do the work.
Facts.
It ain't gonna just come to you.
Facts.
And so I feel like if I'm gonna leave anything, I wanna leave the desire for people to do what the hell it takes to do to get the result.
Yes.
That's what I wanna leave.
Yes.
Yes, I want people to be on clone. Yes, I want people to launch. Yes, I want people to master their marketing. But more than anything, I want people to do what it takes. Say she calling me, can't come to work. Oh, that's ghetto. It's the fifth, deadline was the first. Oh, that's ghetto. Payroll due again, pockets hurt. Oh, that's ghetto. Good idea, now we buying merch. Oh, that's ghetto. Payment miss. Ooh, the ghetto. Say she quit. Ooh, the ghetto. Late on your rent. Rent is ghetto. New event. Ooh, the ghetto. Invoice in. That ain't ghetto. Money spent. Oh, that's ghetto. Hold on, it's kind of ghetto being a CEO.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ghetto CEO Podcast, where we talk about being a CEO because honestly, y'all, it be giving a little ghetto sometimes and people don't talk about it. But here on this podcast, we bring people to the couch that want to talk about their stories, want to talk about their journeys and tell y'all to run. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But we are telling these stories to encourage you to keep going and know that you are not alone. And if you are feeling alone, if you feel like you need a community, let me tell you about our entrepreneurs, co-workers community, okay? The co-workers are where it goes down, okay? We have local chapters in your city so that you could be able to connect with other co-workers, because as an entrepreneur, you don't got co-workers, but now you do. So make sure you click the link below or click the link somewhere down here so that you can join the co-workers community. But today is no different. I'm bringing, this is actually one of my good friends. I was texting her the other day. I was just like, you almost made me cry, G. Like, this is good. But listen, I know. You are not. The streets know who you are. They already know Miss Audria Richmond in the gang, okay?
Gang.
I am super excited about this conversation today because we be talking about some real ghetto CEO shit.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But
we doing it on the record this time.
We going on record, okay, yes. To let them know what be going on in these streets. But you got to introduce yourself.
Yes.
But here at the Ghetto CEO Podcast, we don't do regular introductions. You got to give me a hot 16.
Bars.
I'm bro, going to okay. Drop you a beat.
All right.
And
here we go.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, okay. We got a little. Okay. All right. Well, my name is Audria, and I'm fly as hell. And I own the Unclone brand. And you better get out my face if you got them hands.
I love it.
Look,
I'm here for a challenge.
Look,
I didn't know I was rapping, but I mean,
that was trash. But it's cool. I can take it.
I love it, though. That was so funny. Okay, so Audria, you uncloned, okay? Yes. And nothing about you gives clone. Anything but clone.
I used to be a clone.
You okay? So
used to be.
How did that? Like, where did this unclone brand come from, and what does this even mean? Because now I be saying it.
Yeah.
I be like, Rachel, I'm in my unclone bag today.
Yes. You know, I feel like unclone is a level you have to, you don't necessarily have to fight to get to it, but you have to get to a place where you trust yourself enough to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
It sounds so cliche, but you it's so many people who want to be everybody else but themselves.
Mm.
And whenever I see something that's uncloned, that means that they're operating at the highest level of being themselves.
Yes.
And trusting themselves and like knowing what it is. But to be uncloned means to challenge your norms, to be the first to do it first, and to become the obvious choice of your industry.
I love this. But no, I think it's like a embodiment. It's like an energy.
Yes.
It's like the, because it's like past, it's like your next level. Like it's past the regular level. Like I made it, but I'm on my unclone level.
Yes.
Like
it's this level different. To it for sure.
No, for sure. So this journey, I know, has not been easy, right? We ain't gonna go all the way back to the Memphis days, right?
I'm thankful. Thank you.
Because you know on the podcast, they be like, well, tell us from the beginning. No, man, we got 30 minutes, okay? Like, let's get into the juicy stuff.
Yes.
So let's talk about this journey of where you are now and building this brand. But I know it's been some ghetto stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So what's the ghettoest thing that you could think of that you've had to, like, develop or see or go through as a CEO in this journey?
I think when I think about everything being ghetto, I think getting to a point where I feel like when I'm putting myself out there, I feel like you have to get over that fear of putting yourself out there. I remember the first time I ran my ad and somebody talked about me. They were flaming me in the comments. And I was like, dang, bro.
I didn't do that,
this is pretty ghetto. Because you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And I think when you put yourself out there, you putting yourself out there to be judged.
Yeah.
To be flamed up.
Yeah.
To be talked about. And honestly, once you get past all of that, you find your superstars. Mm. You find your super fans.
Yeah.
You find the people who rally for you. You find your coworkers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Squad.
Yes.
Gangos.
Yes. So I feel like the first part for me was like really embracing my identity.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm so passionate about Unclone.
Yeah.
Because like when it's ghetto when you're not yourself.
Yeah.
And there was plenty of times when I wasn't myself. Mm. And then once I started to embrace my quirks, my swang, and I'd be saying main thing and chicken wings.
Okay.
So like embracing me.
Yeah.
That's when everything really popped up.
But talk about this season, because as soon as you said there was a season of me that I was being cloned, yes. Your husband in the background, shout out to Calvin, like, clone yes. ass. Like, so what was that season?
Yes.
Like, what was that season to even get to the unclone stage?
Well, for me, it was coming online.
Okay,
so before I came online, I was operating offline as a professional photographer, graphic designer, and I had a magazine called Love New Art.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing those things. I was being hella creative.
Yeah.
I came online, and I thought I had to do what the gurus were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had to, like, you know, tuck my shirt in and, like, put, you know, wear my pearls and, like, put my hands on my hips and, like, ride a tricycle
first of
with
all,
balloons
the fact
and shit.
That you are saying that, and I see the picture. Yes. You have a headshot with your shirt tucked in.
Bro, leave me alone, bro. I had the whole line guru giddy up. You know what I'm saying? And then I looked up and I was like, man, everybody looked the same.
Yeah.
And I think this one I knew I needed to be uncloned.
Yeah.
I had a program for $2,000.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else had a program for $2,000. We both looked the same. And the person was like, well, what's the difference between your program and that person's program?
Ooh.
And I legit couldn't tell that person the difference. Ooh. Other than the fact that this person had a bigger following than me.
Yeah.
And now I'm competing on who got a bigger following than me. Now I'm competing on who got more resources than me, who got more money than me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I got to figure out how to be the obvious choice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are some things about me that I'm not utilizing that could be my competitive advantage?
Yo, I love
my
it.
Creativity.
Yes.
Because most people online ain't as creative. Now, you creative.
No.
You know, hella creative. But like majority of online entrepreneurs are like, oh, gurus say do X.
Yeah.
They're going to go do X.
Right.
They're not going to innovate on X.
Right.
They're not going to question X.
Yeah.
They're not going to try to make a decision to see if it's a good X.
Yeah.
They're just going to do what X said.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
And they're not developing what that looks like and bringing it back to them.
Yeah.
Because I even remember, and I'm thinking about my journey, there were several points in my journey that I stepped into, like, clone phase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where I was like, okay, clone.
It can happen. Like, and you can go in and out of it.
Yeah.
And there's levels that you have to go through.
That's good. Because I feel like an alarm was going off when I realized. I was like, clone.
Yes. You will know. Because things won't work.
Yep.
You won't get clients.
Yep.
Things will start to feel dark.
Yeah.
And you like, okay, I'm not operating in my brilliance.
Yeah. I love that. And even the story of you saying that there was somebody else and you wasn't the obvious choice, right? Because I wasn't operating in my sauce.
Brilliance.
Man, that's good. Okay, so you're building this Uncombe brand, but I know that this came with a lot of troubles, right?
Yes.
So what do you feel like is one thing that you personally had to develop along this journey?
Oh, man. Getting over the fact that I didn't have a college degree. Understanding that it's cool to be self-taught.
Yeah.
And that, you know, because I don't have a degree don't mean I'm worthless.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of go through that.
Yeah.
Then I had to fight through being a black online marketer.
Yeah.
You know, especially when, you know, this space is, we tend to be in the black spaces.
Yeah.
Right. But if you go outside of this space, it's hella white.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and men.
Right.
Right.
And so I had to, like, how do I thrive as a black woman who don't have a college degree, who wants to be this infinite big person.
Right.
And like, how do I get through that?
Yes.
And so once I decided that, like, okay, I'm going through this, and I remember going to this event and I was feeling like crap. I was like, I'm the only black person here.
Mm.
And I'm like, how do I thrive in this space?
Yeah.
How do I own my identity?
Yeah.
And so for me, it was plenty of days of me like calling my, when my mother was alive, I was calling her like, mama.
Have you been completely isolating yourself in business? Like, you don't have people that you could do this business with. Well, you need coworkers, and that is why we created the Entrepreneurs Coworkers Community. This allows you to be able to develop relationships with other people in your community. So in the Entrepreneurship Coworkers Community, we have a complete Slack channel where you get to talk to other CEOs just like you. We give you a quiz to find out who you are and what type of CEO you are. And in this quiz, you get to meet other CEOs that may be more creative or traditional or hybrid. We have these CEOs there for you. But even taking it up a notch, we have local chapters in your city, from Atlanta to Dallas to New York to Houston to Chicago, chapters in your city where we're actually linking up every single month to work together, linking up to go to brunch together, having fun together, doing community service outreach. Like, this is a section of our life where we can really co-work and mingle with other people. It's time for you to get some coworkers, sis. And this community is completely free. Just because you're watching this podcast, all you have to do is stop, pause the podcast, click the link below, take the assessment, get in the community, and I'll see you there. Bye, coworker. Back to the episode.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how to be me in these spaces that didn't have Black people in it.
So one thing that you talked about a lot on this journey of becoming uncloned was the development of you. It really wasn't about your skill set.
No.
It wasn't about the team. It wasn't about the offer. It wasn't Insta. And I think a lot of CEOs don't really realize that your business is a direct reflection of you.
Right.
So if you're not whole, if you're not confident, if you're not, you feeling whatever you feeling, all that trauma inside, that is a direct reflection of what's happening in your business.
Right.
Yeah. So I think a lot of that. So what would you say to those CEOs that's like, I'm feeling it right now? Like, how did you get out of that space?
Well, I started, one, you got to stop calling folks and asking for what they think.
Come on.
That's, to me, that was the clearest indication that I wasn't, like, doing me.
Yeah.
Because, like, soon as I get an idea, I would call somebody. What do you think?
Facts.
And they're going to be like, girl, it sucks.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Ain't nobody going to sign up.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a phone call with a person, and I wanted to do a class, a website class. And she was like, everybody don't use that platform. Everybody on WordPress. And I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. Like I'm going to try it out.
Yeah.
And this was the first time I trusted me. And I put it out there. We sold out. And then that became my common trend afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, stop calling people seeking approval. Just, if you have an idea, do it.
So what's the balance between the two? Because I know now, at this point, you got Calvin. So you be like, baby, what?
Yeah.
What you
sometimes
like
I had to disagree with him sometimes. Like, we agree probably 80% of the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes he'll suggest like, something. I'll be like,
conference
I got to do this. Yeah, I got to do this.
Yeah.
I love you. I respect you, but I got to do this.
So what's the balance? Because I ain't going to lie. I'm that person.
Yeah.
I get an idea. I got to call. I'll be like, I got to call somebody. Like, I need to get it out.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to do in this season is I'm in this 7 days of silence right now.
Yeah,
where it's like, if I think about something, I just pray about it. I think about it, write it down. Like, I just don't call nobody. Even if it's bad. Like, sometimes I'll be like, I want to cuss this out. Like, let me call my mama and tell her how she did this to me, you know?
Right.
And I'm just like, just be silent. So how do you find that balance, you know, of not being able to talk to people?
Yeah, I don't think it's a thing you have to balance.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something you have to trust.
Mm.
You got to trust that, like, if I trust myself, am I cool with the consequence of that? Because, like, sometimes you'll have an idea and it really is trash.
Right.
And it really do flop. And you really did make no money.
Yeah, you know?
But you got to have that trial and error.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people love formulas and coaches and gurus, frameworks.
Yeah. They don't want to fail. Ooh.
And because they don't want to fail, they think they're going to be fail proof because they hired a coach.
Ooh.
Nah,
that's
boo-boo.
Good.
Nah.
That's good.
You going to get your trial and error.
You going to get your
trial and error. Ain't no way around
that. Okay. You're going to fail.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. It's going
to
happen.
No. Inevitable. Like, you have to fail. That is 100% it. I think a lot of times, even this coaching industry, sometimes people try to prevent the failure.
You can't.
That the lessons are in the
failure.
And,
but you know what? You know what's worse, though, than the failure? Is a coach who's a failure and won't tell you the truth.
Ooh.
That hits harder, in my opinion.
I need y'all to take a moment of silence for all the coaches out there. Failing in silence.
And you won't be 100 with your clients.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell my clients, hey, man, I just did a lunch, it flopped.
Yeah.
Horribly.
Period.
This is what I did bad. This is how much money I spent. This is how much I lost. And, like, that's why my clients stay with me for years.
Yeah.
They're not, like, in and out because people can see through BS. Like, facts. Are you keeping it 100 with me?
Yeah.
Or not? Yeah. And I think that, too, is a part of your identity.
Yeah.
Can you be honest with your people?
You know, and I think that goes into this space of, like, transparency, right? Yes. And what even the Ghetto CEO podcast, this podcast, I want to encourage people to start speaking their truth.
Yes.
Because in entrepreneurship, you isolate yourself because you keep all everything. You got to have this perfect image.
Right.
You got to be, like, so perfect. All your launches got to go well.
Right.
You got to have all the money in the account. Like, girl, we know it was negative $20 in your account. You overdrive the fuck ass.
You got a lot of credit.
Right. Like, it's okay to tell the people you overdrive the fuck ass. It's like.
You overcharged me.
Okay.
My ebook didn't come, boo.
Yes.
It was half written.
Yes.
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 Which is very ghetto.
Very, very. And I think that's the space that I want entrepreneurs to get into. Like, because I think it, like, frees you of that. Clones, right?
Yes.
Because it's like, if I could be honest, if I could just tell the truth.
Because you're not trying to be perfect.
No.
You're just trying to be yourself.
Yes.
But we live in a society that don't appreciate it. True. And so you got to fight that too.
Yeah.
You start being yourself too much, folks start questioning you like, are you good?
Right.
You good up there?
Right.
Like, yeah, bro, me and me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just you sure you wear those heels with that dress?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, man, me and me. It's hella ugly, bro. So, but like, you got to know how to push back.
Yeah.
On those types of things.
But it's that's the level of confidence that a lot of people don't even get to.
Right. I wasn't confident like this, like I am now, but it took quite a bit of L's.
Yes.
Yeah.
But normally that's, like I said, the lessons be in the failures. Like you got to lose to get the lessons so you can even build the confidence. I can't run a business on if I never failed, if I never felt what it looked like to go down.
Facts. Yes.
I know what that feel like. Mm-hmm. So I ain't coming back.
Yes.
I got something to fight for.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's a journey that you have to go through. So thinking about you in this space, what do you feel like has been the thing that you want to leave your imprint? Like, what is your imprint that you're saying when, you know, Audrey Richmond, she is.
I want people to make a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
It sounds cliche, but like, most people still have the desire to make 10K in a month.
Yeah.
And I know that's possible.
Yeah.
But I do feel like a lot of people sometimes don't want to do the work.
Mm.
And it's like, you can have this $50,000 day, $100,000 day, $1 million day, or whatever the hell day you want to have.
Right, right.
But you got to be willing to do the work.
Facts.
It ain't going to just come to you.
Facts.
And so I feel like if I'm gonna leave anything, I want to leave the desire for people to do what the hell it takes to get the result.
Yes.
That's what I want to leave.
Yes.
Yes, I want people to be unclone. Yes, I want people to launch. Yes, I want people to master their marketing. But more than anything, I want people to do what it takes.
I love that.
And stop bitching about it.
But period.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
just do the work.
Yes.
You know, first of all, we got a segment we got to go into. But this just reminded me of conference. Okay.
Yes.
And we was like, y'all, when I say after Audrey's conference, I just respected her on a whole nother level as a leader and
I grew up a little bit.
Glue up, okay? Because she really, on stage, guys.
I thugged out.
Like, I feel like she went to the back and put her Vaseline on.
I did.
Like, she was like, y'all, I ain't put this conference together for y'all to be pretty and take pictures. We finna get to work.
Yes. I was mad as hell.
I'm taking
these heels off. I'm taking these dust ass earrings off. Like, we finna build this lunch.
Yes.
Quit playing with me, y'all.
You
know what I mean?
Like, no, you was like, y'all gonna stop playing in my face.
Yes.
I felt like you wanted to line them up and, like, just start fighting, like, just going
yes,
around.
Yes, because I feel like there's so many environments where entrepreneurs get a pass for being trash.
Yeah, no.
It's like they go into these different environments and it's like, yeah, it's cool if you don't ever do your work.
Yeah.
Yeah, your money clear every month. So I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
And I don't want to build that kind of community.
Yeah.
I don't want to build that kind of brand.
Yeah.
Like, if you pay me, I want to actually give you what the hell the promise was.
Right.
But the promise can't be delivered.
Without you.
If you don't do the work.
Come on now.
You ain't going to the promised land, man.
You is not on to the land of milk and honey.
Yes, it ain't happening, Jack. It ain't happening, Jack.
No, facts. Because you got to do the work. I love that. Yes. I love that. But yes. It reminds me, I had a conversation. We got a mutual friend, Judy. Shout out to yes. Judy, y'all. Yes,
what's up, Judy?
And she said, she was like, man, I feel like black people, we have... our culture is church culture.
Yes,
so we like to be hyped up.
We gotta preach. We gotta preach to folks. Pull out your shirt, pull out your notebook, and get your pen. That's like, bruh, let's get to this. What are we doing?
Money, man.
I gotta tap dance. I gotta learn how to do sermons now. I gotta know how to preach.
I gotta be able to insert the clothes right, the right. Exactly. Like, I ain't got time. I want y'all to.
I'm work. Like, bruh,
bring out the whiteboard.
Right, and let's get to it.
Cause we, what was the, where was
bro,
the
why am I to jump about this couch?
First of all, we in here having too much fun, okay? Dex is like, turn the mic down, okay?
My but bad. Like,
so, first, because no, that's really it. Like, yeah. You did not have to have all that motivation to get your high school degree, your college
no,
degree. Nobody no. motivated you. No, that yes. that payment
yes.
that went out. Your mother telling you to get your butt yes. up and go yes. to school. Why do I have to motivate you for a business you said you wanted?
It's your dream, bro. It's your dream. It came
this
out your
This is your legacy.
Yeah.
This is what
let's, that's so overrated, Matt. Like, do it. Run. Whatever.
I'm done. Stop it. Just stop it, guys. No, but seriously, that's yes, what that like. Yeah. This, your, but if your mind, you think this is your legacy.
Like, okay, let's talk about this for a second. When you think about legacy, right? Yes. When I think about legacy, I think about like the Rockefellers,
yeah,
like people who left real wealth
yes.
behind.
Yes.
We be like, we don't even want to like do step one. Talking about a legacy. Legacy last generation.
Oh.
So if you ain't hyping your current generation,
okay.
How you going to be set up for the next? Like, I don't get it. So we're going to talk about legacy. Let's be 100.
Like, let's, but that means you got to do the work.
Exactly.
You like, at the end of the day, there's no version of this that you don't do the work.
Exactly.
None.
No coach.
No dream.
Even if you sign up for an MLM, bro, you got to do the work.
Passive income ain't passive.
You sign up for a direct response company, you got to do the work.
Got to do the work.
Sign up for a job, you got to do the work.
Got to do the work.
Become an entrepreneur, you got to do the work.
Got to do the work.
Do the work.
Do the work.
Do the work.
We're going to the studio after yes. this. But no, seriously, I love that. Okay, so we got a segment on the show called Let's Vent, okay? Because as entrepreneurs, nobody asks us how we do it.
Where am I drinking?
She said, pour me up a shot. Excuse me, bartender. But entrepreneurs nobody, this is a thankless job.
Yes.
Nobody tells us, thank you.
Thank you, Monray, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Audria, for being amazing. Be slaving, paying payroll. Nobody yes. said, thank you for my check.
Now, look.
No, but it's a thankless job. So, on this segment of Let's Vent, we give you 10 seconds. And you have to vent about something that has happened this week that you just got to get off your chest. It got to come to the forefront. Mm. What has happened?
Man, I feel like you trying to make me cry, bro. It's just therapy. Okay, I feel like what I'm dealing with right now at this phase of my career is getting my clients to do the work.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is not like do a tactic.
Yeah.
But I mean like, get invested.
Yeah.
And so for me, I've been questioning and having conversations with God quite frequently.
Yeah.
Like, bro, is this what I supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Cause you told me this is what I supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But your people ain't doing what they need to be doing.
Yeah.
So is you sure?
This is what I'm supposed to be doing? I thought you was going to bring me the people.
Yeah, because like I done wrote the books. I done created the products. Yeah. I done put on the event. You know, I've created the platform. Mm. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Is this too hard? Is it, what is it? Because you showed that it, you know, and it's not all my clients.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like sometimes you get to a place in your career where you want more from the people you're serving.
Mm.
And not more for yourself, but more for them.
Yeah.
Like you want them to get to the highest version of themselves.
Yes.
But I feel like as coaches and consultants and advisors,
yes.
we also do a lot of therapy work and we not even certified to do it.
No, facts.
It's like we have to deal with so many insecurities, yes, so many blocks,
yes,
so much fear.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm not emotionally equipped to do that. And because of this work, we have to find space for our clients.
Yeah.
And so for me, I feel like the thing that's been, you know, keeping me up at night recently is like, is this the right path of work that I'm supposed to be doing?
And you know, I've honestly been in that space where, because honestly, as a coach, it gets to the point where you are like, I want you to win.
Yes. You literally don't sleep.
No.
People think that when we say that, we just
it's
bluffing.
A marketing.
Cause I've seen you work with your clients,
yes,
and you be like, you just like me, like you be in there, yeah, doing the work.
Yeah.
You don't think that you are above your people.
Yeah.
You don't belittle your people.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're becoming a lost breed,
yeah,
because, you know, the people that's getting all the fame and the success and all of that, it's the people who like scamming the hell out of folks.
Yes, yes.
And the people who legit got real hearts.
Yeah.
We got to work 10 times hard for every scammer that's taking folks' money.
Yes. No, 100%, because they selling motivation and they not selling actual tactics.
Right.
But that's going back to what I said. That's what people, their hearts are desiring, mm-hmm, because their hearts are not longing for the result. Their hearts are longing for completion or inclusion or whatever. And it's like, I'm not selling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not selling you friends.
Right.
I'm not selling you, like, I'm selling you a successful business.
Right.
And now I'm looking at me like, I don't want to take everybody. Like, I can't take everybody because my heart posture can't even deal with everybody.
Man, my heart be like, bruh, stop it.
You're hurting me.
Yes,
like,
yes,
no,
yes.
Seriously. And it's like, I can't take everybody. I can't deal with all of this. But I also, at the end of the day, I got to be a smart business owner.
Right.
Because I got a bottom line. I got a payroll. I got to do stuff. And I got dreams. So then you be in this space of, like, friction. So what do you do?
Man, lately, bro, I just been praying.
Yeah.
I don't even call folks and try to talk through it.
Yeah.
Because I realized that I don't try to be that friend that just dump on people all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I've had that discussion with you maybe 2 or 3 times, after that, I got to take this to God.
Yeah.
Because, like, you ain't God, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You ain't got the answer, Sway.
Right. You know what I mean? I got to talk to God on this one. Yeah. Like, God, you hear me?
Yes.
I told Calvin this morning, like, hey, man, you got to pray for me this morning.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's a little dark.
Yeah. and that's okay.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we feel like we don't get the authority or the space to be like, shit, I don't know.
Right.
Like, I'm
going to be honest. I've been embracing my I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody pull up. I'd be on a live stream. Somebody be like, hey, can you tell me? I don't know, ma'am. Should I be an LLC or S Corp shit? I don't know, ma'am.
That is not my expertise.
I don't know. Pull up to your accountant. You know?
that got shit to do with me. Back to these funnels.
Right. Exactly. What launch you want to do?
Right. That shit is launch style. Like, right. I ain't talking about that.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, no. And I think it's real. Like, I think we have to brace the I don't knows and the seasons of, like, I really don't know.
Yeah.
And I honestly want people to hear this and also understand the value of just all praises to you, the value of you, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't take for granted that you will be here forever.
Right. I tell people that all the time. Can you imagine? And this might sound a little bit morbid, but can you imagine the dream person you always wanted to learn from die?
Mm-hmm.
And they was alive.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yes.
They alive and well, TikToking, moonwalking. They on live every day.
Yeah.
And you be like, oh, that price is too high.
Yeah.
And then they croak out the next day. And then you sitting there looking like a goofball.
Yeah.
Because you can't change your life no more.
Right.
From the person you wanted to help you.
And now you devastated.
Yeah.
Because you have literally lost an opportunity.
I'm just painting the picture because that has happened before. When I think about some of the people I wanted to learn from.
Yeah.
Up and died.
Yeah.
Like, God damn. You know, that price, it wasn't that high when you was alive.
Right.
Now ain't gonna never get this.
The price is up. It's up and it's stuck at this point.
I ain't gonna never get this information.
Right. No, seriously. No. How do we get here, guys? No, but I think this is real because I think people need to understand not only, hey, yes, I don't know everything. Yes, I can still not be in the perfect space and still not be in your space and come copy you.
Yes.
Because yes. I think a lot of times that's where when people get in the unclear stage or they start having this imposter syndrome and all of that kind of stuff that they, the internet done named it or whatever, they like, okay, let me go just go look at what Keisha doing. Let me go look at what she doing. Let me go.
Because you lost.
Yes.
And you're not aligned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when you're not aligned, like you said, you just go on, you're just trying to find an answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you start looking for the answer with instead of within you. And praying about it, you now looking in for the answer in other people.
And they don't know the answer. Because you ask the wrong person, they're going to throw you into another track.
Yes.
It's like you was going in your path. You just need to go pray a little bit. But because you was not praying and doing what you needed to do, somebody said, oh, she getting too close.
Yep.
Let me tell her to go here. And now you done detoured off the ramp somewhere. Looking stupid and goofy. Y'all. Because you didn't trust yourself.
Y'all, that is crazy. That was literally a whole year of my life. Like, because I didn't understand where to go. So, and sometimes it'd be an unintentional, let me step into that, right? Because I think that you have to be in a certain place mentally, physically.
You gotta be self-aware.
Emotionally, yes. Before you even step into coaching.
Yes.
I think before you step into a coaching atmosphere, you emotionally need to be ready for that.
I wasn't ready when I first had started. It was straight bag for me, day one. I ain't even gonna hold you. I get paid. Yeah. Let's do this.
Yes.
Over time, I matured. Yes. Over time, I became self-aware.
Yeah.
But once you get...
If you're over here on YouTube watching the podcast, listen, I need you to do me a favor. If you love me, do me this favor. Pull out your phone right now and go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts or anywhere that you actually listen to podcasts at, right? I need you to subscribe and leave a review. Listen, the way podcasts work is the streets don't know we doing good if it's not on the audio version. The YouTube version don't really count, okay? So go over there, leave us a review, and let us know how much you love the podcast. Now back to the episode.
Get to that place, you then start realizing, like, I don't have to take this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, literally, like, I hope y'all are really picking this up, y'all, because this is good. And so Audrey, last question before we go. It don't even feel like Dick's like, wrap it up, guys. But last question before we go. As you are developing this brand, and even in the space of uncertainty, how do you feel like you keep just moving one step forward every day?
It be that one DM. It be that one text.
Yeah.
Girl, you dope. You're amazing. I love you. It can be, you know, how I came in here today. I got a good, juicy hug from Rachel. It was a good, loving, friendly hug. You know, it could be that.
Yeah.
You never know these things that can, like, help you keep going.
Nah, that's fact. Sometimes and you be needing a hug. Because it's only two
people. Or it could be that one sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's only two people that could hug me that make me about want to cry. Between Rachel and Dr. Connie. Like, them two hugs, I be like,
I needed this.
No, for real. It'd be like, stop hugging me.
Yes, yes.
I'm not ready to go.
Yes, I'm not ready for this.
No, literally. Like, sometimes you just need that one thing. And a lot of times when you're walking in the space, even for me, this week we had our coworkers brunch and I really looked at that and I was like, okay, maybe we got something. You know,
you do got something,
but
yeah,
you don't. You know, you ain't always sure.
You're not sure till you see it.
Yes,
but it came out of your mind.
Yes, but then your heart, just start
and it just works. Okay. Yes, but you gotta stay true to the path.
Yes,
that's really what this boils down to.
Ethic.
Am I quitting because I feel a little uncertainty? Because that's a weak reason to quit.
Yeah,
but you know, over time, you will know.
You know, one thing that I want to ask is, because sometimes we talk, when I think about uncertainty, not even just in my business, but even in relationships and things of that nature, but it's like, you think about uncertainty and you're like, at this point in this, my career, I shouldn't feel uncertain. At this point in this relationship, I shouldn't feel uncertain.
I mean, I think that, like, when we hear that, I mean, I don't want to bring Lil Mama up, but you know who I'm talking about. She is doing a worldwide tour right now.
You talking about like Lil Mama?
You know, not Lil Mama, the Jada. You know, bruh. Really?
Oh, Jada. First of
all, I'm like, Lil Mama, she on tour. Like, she, what's she singing right now?
What the hell? Oh, no. What I'm saying is she is speaking her truth.
Yes.
And
yes.
She's in her 50s.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I don't think you ever get to a place where you're uncertain, like you're always 100. You know what I mean? You still going to be working through things. Like, till you die, bro. Like, this life thing is, you know, a lesson.
It's the evolution.
Yeah, it's the evolution.
Damn.
I mean, you can be peaceful. You can pray. You can meditate. Yeah. You can, hell, you can even be in the house chilling by yourself.
Right.
But, you know, growth is an evolution.
I love that. You got to evolve or you going to dissolve.
Damn. Well,
there you go.
Well, I don't know why I thought about a murder scene in a crime movie. Or you go dissolve. Somebody threw me some acid or something.
We got to get our job because that's what you should be watching. I love this, TV. Y'all. This was such a good episode, RJ. Yes. I think this was like, I had so much fun. I shouldn't be laughing this much. This
Look, we have a good time. It's good vibes.
Good vibes. Good company.
Yes.
And considering both of us are from Memphis,
yes.
Okay, you know we had a good time, y'all. So make sure, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode just as much as I did. Make sure y'all tap in with Audria. She go live all the time. She back, you back in these streets.
Man, I'm back outside, yo.
Back outside. Yeah. Outside. Okay. So make sure y'all tap in with Audria and learn from her because she is a master marketer. And I want y'all to tap in and learn how to launch your business. But I ain't talking to y'all people that don't want to work. Okay, don't go over there messing with my friend, okay? Because she going to cuss y'all out for real.
No, for real.
No, seriously. Absolutely.
In a sweet way.
In a sweet. Get your ass away. I love this, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Also, make sure you join our coworkers community because we want to see you outside next time we are in your city, okay? Click the link below, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, y'all.